This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're delighted you're here. 2 hours today, broadcasting from the farm. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Nathan's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you so much, Nathan. And if you'd like to call and listen, take us with you, 24-7, 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vince.
What's so good about it?
Well, I checked, and so far I'm not in the obituaries.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Your voice is very, very important. John, I just got back from a speaking engagement, spent a day in the car there, 2 days there, day in the car back. And I need to apologize to the guys in the car with me. Man, they got nothing but nonstop me ranting for 10 hours on the way there and 10 hours on the way back. And I was ranting about something that I have called human nature. It bothers me so much I can't stand it. Starting on Wednesday with Norm Shealy, if he agrees to do it, I'm going to talk about how far we have fallen. How disgusting it is. I'm going to be talking about why the meetups were blown up. I'm going to talk about who did it, who blew up the USA Prepares meetup. It's an outrage. Little people. Little minds. So that's going to be Wednesday with Norm Shealy. He has no idea that we're going to be talking about it. And if it's okay with him, we're going to do that. John, I did something I've never done before. At the seminar, so I decided that it wouldn't be a good idea to talk about the moon landing hoax in the center of NASA in Huntsville, Alabama. So I talked about starting your own business and how to save an enormous amount of money. I mean, literally. And during the presentation, I said, you know, actually early on in the presentation, I said, you're going to spend, you know, about an hour and a half here, and you're never going to get that time back. Never. And if you don't think you got your money's worth, you know, the admission, $10 or whatever it was, admission to the expo, if you don't think you got your money's worth, ask for a refund. Now, at our expo, we offered a money-back guarantee. If someone said, well, I'd like my money back, we'd say, fine. I think it only happened once in 5 years. Second day, nobody asked for the money back. Second day, I tried something different. I thought, you know, I really shouldn't be saying this because it's not my place to offer money back, you know, guarantee. It's not my expo. It's another corporation's expo. So I said, you know, you're going to be spending an hour and a half here, and you're never going to get that time back. So if you think there's something you can do that is a better use of your time, you should leave. Half of the people in the seminar left. Half left. You know, over a period of about an hour, half of the people in the seminar left. And in my humble opinion, I prepared more for this. I was in more pain from my surgery. Sitting in the car was just a real tough thing to do. I was running a fever. And I did it. And half the people left. And I have to ask myself, how often do I want to keep doing that? And what I've learned is people are really fickle. And not, I mean, I heard some seminars and people were reading. I mean, when I say reading, I mean reading. Reading their seminars. Mine was fact-filled, fast-paced, lots of exclamation points. It was, just consider me on an hour-and-a-half rant. That's what it was. It was explosive. Both days. And people left. So, I had a meeting with myself, and I thought, is this really what I want to do? And the answer is I probably don't want to do it too much anymore. So there it is. Another thing I did was we've always had, Matt Stein was there. A few other of our instructors were there, and we decided that, you know, I mentioned to my seminar group on Saturday that if Saturday, most everybody stayed. I mean, they were really, really learning a lot. Sunday was just as informative, but on Saturday, I said to the group, you know, if you'd like more of me, I'm here. You can get all you want. If you'd like to go to dinner, we'll go find some place, Dutch Treat, you know, $10 dinner, and, you know, we'll answer some more questions. I said, How many are interested? Okay, I get it. Nobody. So there are people walking around with their flip-flops, and they want to survive. They're walking around with flip-flops, sandals. I don't know. How do you draw a connection between flip-flops and survival? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Any comments, John?
It's just interesting seeing everything, and you sometimes have to wonder what's it going to take to get people awake and, you know, doing things that will actually help themselves.
As a result of what the meetup people did to me and one of our instructors, which I'll talk about on Wednesday. And as a result of some of these experiences that I've had speaking publicly, I'm wondering if I even want to do radio anymore. I'm very serious. You know, I said to my wife last night, I got in at midnight, and I said, you know, I plan on doing some rants, things that really bother me. Now, of course, they're not going to be profane because I don't use profanity, but they're going to be hard hitting, and they're going to name exactly what these situations are. And people are going to be absolutely shocked when I tell them these stories that have happened to me over my life. and this will fully explain, you know, after you hear about 10 hours of these, it will explain why I behave the way I do. You know, my mother didn't, my mother, when I was a young child, didn't say, you know, look, cops are bad. You got to be really careful. You might get shot by one. She didn't say that. She said exactly the opposite. If you're ever in trouble, those guys in the blue uniforms, the police, go to them because they'll help you. The things that I say on the air and in seminars, those are things that I've learned. That's behavior that behavior of others that have shaped my opinions. So I said to Mrs. Finelli last night, how do you feel about me being fired on the radio? She said, no hesitation. That's great. So, I don't plan on saying things that would get me fired. But I have decided that I'm going to talk about things that you're probably never going to hear. You haven't heard before, and you'll never hear again. And I've decided to start on Wednesday. And it's not that I don't want to do it with you, John. I do. But something has happened to one of our instructors that is just beyond the pale. This guy was attacked verbally. Beaten up verbally, kicked to the curb verbally, and I will not let it stand. So we're going to start on Wednesday. I'm outraged, I'm annoyed, I'm angry, and you're going to hear it all. You're going to hear that. I need to get my voice back. I can't do the ranting today because I'm my voice is shot from 4 days of speaking. So, John, what do you have on schedule for us today?
Well, there's quite a bit. I've got a few articles from last week, and we can get to those once we come back.
Okay. Captain John Bragan's with us. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPreparedness.com. Thanks so much for being in class today. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Riggins. John, I've got one small detour. I happened to be in a vehicle that used premium fuel yesterday, or it said use only premium. The regular fuel was available at in Alabama at $1.76 at Sam's Club. Premium, like $2.56, 45% more. Are you seeing that same thing?
I think it hasn't got that kind of spread here. I think it's the typical roughly 10 cents between grades, so it'd be about 20 cents more.
Okay. Well, something's really wrong. 45% spread between unleaded, regular, and premium. And fortunately, we got about 24 miles to the gallon. But some of the vehicles we have, like I have an old Mercedes that says premium, and that's what it wants, but it gets regular, and it seems to work just fine. We have another old Mercedes, 1999, 17 years old. It says premium only, and that's a wish for it. It gets regular and works just fine. So, and it's only got, you know, like 250,000 miles on it. It's been running on regular ever since we got it, which is like 200,000 miles. No engine failures. No problems. Doesn't burn oil. It's pretty good. Okay, back to you.
Well, assuming there's a show next week after what's going on this week, Monday will be my last broadcast from the Trade Table studio. And it's going to be a busy week next week. We are taking our bed over Tuesday, having the movers Wednesday, and then we have to clean the old apartment. After that, we're kind of looking forward to the pool of the new complex, the salt water pool, which is a bit healthier for you. And it's one of those things that, you know, I talked to Dr. Sheely about, since, you know, Becky and I really can't go out and walk between my back and her knees, but being able to do some exercises in a pool, and we're looking forward to being able to do that. And we did make some pretty good progress on packing and repacking most of the boxes that we had. Have made so many moves that there's no choice but to repack. And it's amazing some of the things that you find as you do packing. For example, Becky and I both found a lot of muscles we didn't realize we had. It was kind of noisy around here every time we moved last night.
John, we've got Miguel in South Carolina. Miguel, welcome.
Hi, Beans. How are you?
Very well. What's up?
Not much. I don't know if you remember me. I spoke to you maybe a couple months ago about a generator, a diesel generator I was trying to buy, and you helped me out and gave me some ideas. Well, I was off the air.
Yes, you called off the air, yes.
Yes, I was just listening to you today. I know you discouraged for what happened in Alabama, and I understand how you feel, but I just want to encourage you that not everybody is the same. I mean, that there are a lot of people all over the United States and maybe all over the world. I don't know that, but I know that in the U.S. there are many people who really appreciate what you do, and I am one of those guys. And if it wasn't for you and other people that they are, I mean, different media and different information that we wouldn't have any other way if it wasn't for you. I mean, to help us prepare and know what's going on. So I just want you to let you know that that we appreciate what you've done, and I know that there is a lot of sacrifices. There are even risking your life, your liberty, just for what you do. And I really appreciate very, very much what you do. So I just want to let you know, don't get discouraged, because it's not everybody. There are a lot of people who really appreciate you and for what you do.
Miguel, thank you so much. I'm humbled and flattered. I really am. Thank you.
Yeah, so I hope that you have a good day, and keep doing it, brother, because we really love you and we appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you have...
Class, if any of you were at the seminars that I presented over the weekend, I'd love to know what you thought of them. Were they terrible? Were they mediocre? Were they better than that? I'd love to hear it. Give us a call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let's have some constructive criticism. We'll be right back.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, Captain John Reagan, what's next?
Well, last week there were some articles we didn't get to. And start off with the peace body count. And yeah. This was put together over the 30 days of Ramadan. And there were 229 attacks, terror in the name of Islam, killing over 1,700 people. The count they have is 1,723. All other religions combined, zero. And by Islamophobes, zero. And, of course, the narcissist in the White House just cannot bring himself to say that Islamic terrorism is a problem. Since we met last time, we've had Nice, we've had more shootings of police officers, with the perps being connected to Nation of Islam. And unfortunately, I don't see an end in sight for this problem. There were a couple of financial articles that we didn't get to. You know, times are tough when, and this too. Toyota is cutting costs by shutting down two of their elevators in their company headquarters, and just in the air conditioner, turning the thermostat so that they save money on the cooling of their headquarters. And you know, in the scheme of things, that while that does amount to a little bit on the balance sheet, but you just can't save millions and millions of dollars doing that. And then Boeing is slowing payments to its suppliers. Typically, they would make payments within 30 days. They are now going to be taking up to 120 days to pay. And that really screams problems when businesses start taking longer to pay. They also were looking at being able to, they had talked with Iran on selling some aircraft, but Congress nixed that sale, so that's going to hurt Boeing some more. And when all these suppliers, which are not the big companies like Boeing are, they have to dig deep for that cash flow, that's another quarter, 90 days, that they're going to have to do without their cash. And, this is just more of the signs that, things are accelerating.
John, as you talk about this, when you say 120 days to get Boeing to pay, let's say you've extended Boeing credit and you're looking for that check so you can meet your payroll, and you're talking about a quarter of a year before you get paid, there's a domino effect with that. So that affects a lot of other companies. And then those companies then have to take a quarter of a year to pay. And then the companies that they pay. So this thing cascades, and it could be catastrophic if more companies do that. Correct me if I'm wrong, please.
No, that's exactly why I had that in there. So many people are only used to working as employees, and they don't understand everything that's involved with the accounting side and with the payroll side of things. And if they were ever taught this in school, they might have a better understanding of how things work, and they wouldn't be so thrilled about this $15 minimum wage nonsense that's going around. That all that's going to do is reduce the number of people employed and employ a lot more machines. But
from China. Machines from China. Robots.
And speaking of computers, $35 computer beats Pilot. This is a Raspberry Pi device, which we haven't really talked about on air, but it's a small, inexpensive computer that people use for a variety of things. And they took a new bit of artificial intelligence software running on this $35 computer, and it beat an Air Force pilot, a retired colonel. And to think that a machine, because that $35 computer is, you know, not all that powerful compared to, you know, supercomputers. And to have it actually beat a Pilot is, to me, that's a bit mind-boggling, and it speaks to where things are going, because you would think that a fighter pilot would be one of those things that, you know, the human element would be required, but apparently we're getting very close to where humans will no longer be needed to man our machines of war, and that's one of the more frightening scenarios that I look at.
Yeah, I was looking at the price of these Raspberry Pi computers, and that's Raspberry and then Pi. At Newegg, it looks like you can get one for $14.58, John. There's another at Newark, whatever Newark is, you could get one for $25. So these are really, what they really are is a circuit board, as far as I can tell. And then you put your peripherals into it, you know. And so you've got a circuit board that without a case. So you're going to need a power supply, it looks like to me. Here's an example. Okay. It's got USB. It's got RJ45 Ethernet, HDMI, so you can plug it into a TV. You'll have to plug it into a 5-volt power supply. And you can add an SD card. It's got analog audio out, and it's got RCA jack for video. And there you go. And it's smaller than an iPhone. That's what we're talking about, right?
Right. And I've often said over the last 15 or 20 years, if it weren't for people, you could make computers really small. And we're seeing that more and more now, especially with the Internet of Things devices where human interaction isn't required. Those processors are smaller and smaller, but they are still capable of doing quite a bit of work, including surveillance work.
Let's talk about what you just said, John. You said if it weren't for people, they could be made smaller. Well, the largest real estate on this computer is the connectors, like for the USB keyboard and mouse, Ethernet, HDMI video, the power, the SD card, RCA jacks, and the audio. Take that out, and you can drop the size of this computer by 30% easily, maybe 40-50%. Okay, what's next?
Well, next, what I've got first for this week, the obvious solution to truck violence. And I think everybody's aware of what happened in France, where, you know, dozens lost their lives and many more than that injured when this guy took a truck that he rented and plowed it through a crowd. And just want to make sure everybody knows I'm not trying to make light of any of what went over there, you know, to the victims, the families. That's not what this is about. This is a poke at the people in charge of our governments and the idiotic things that they propose to solve a lot of the issues that they've created. So in that vein, here's a list of things to respond to truck violence. One, no one needs a commercial truck this large. Two, the founding fathers never envisioned large commercial trucks and did not intend for people to drive them. Three, these assault trucks are designed for killing large numbers of people quickly, and that is their only use. Four, we need a no-truck list immediately, one that does not require due process to get on or off. Five, nowhere in the Constitution does it mention the freedom to own these killing devices called trucks. 6. Large commercial trucks should only be owned by police, military, or politicians, not normal citizens who can use horses. 7. We already have licensing, registration, titles, inspection, and multiple taxes on large commercial vehicles, and still they are used for mass killing. Enough is enough. We must ban them entirely. 8. We must follow Australia's example. We must have massive government buyback of all trucks currently owned by American citizens. Then they must be destroyed. 9. We must empower the police and military to go door to door to forcibly remove these assault trucks. Deadly force is reasonable when disarming people of these killing devices. 10. If it will save the life of even one single child, we must rid our society of trucks. 11. And lastly, we must continue to resettle enormous numbers of Muslims throughout the United States, primarily in rural white Christian areas.
You know, John, as you said that, I was thinking that. But when you put these trucks in the hands of the government, they use them to kill people. Humvees, MRAPs, tankers, troop carriers, rocket launcher trucks, right? The government takes a truck and they turn it into a killing machine. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
to a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your
take.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's list. John, you know, I just want to mention this. I saw a police car in Alabama, and I've never seen one of these like this before. It happened to be a Mustang GT. This was like a race car. A Mustang GT is now being used in Alabama as a police cruiser. I've never seen that before. I've seen Dodge Chargers, Challengers, you know, large cruisers, but I've never seen a Mustang GT as a police car. Just wanted to share that with the class. Okay, what's next?
Now, isn't it great how the government takes everybody's money and buys better things than what the people can afford? And,
that's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I'm sure this uses premium fuel.
And we've talked about it on the show before. You know, the residents in the White House have a couple of canine companions, so to speak, that are only used for certain photo ops. And the rest of the time, they've got the what I refer to as the first pooper scooper that has a salary of more than $100,000 a year. And, you know, it makes me wonder, you know, why did I go to school and, you know, waste all those thousands of dollars and thousands of hours to make much less money than that?
When you could have been a pooper scooper.
Well, there's also another career field I found out that works too, and that's down the button pusher section. The first hairdresser of France, taking care of the French president, earns $11,000 a month, so that's $132,000 a year.
This is in France?
In France.
We've lost our minds. We have absolutely lost our minds. I don't remember the number of aides Barack Obama's roommate has, but it was an enormous... She has the largest number of aides ever, right?
Right.
No other first lady has had... first lady, what a misstatement that is. No other... I don't even know what to call her. Him. Have you seen a picture of them sitting together? Her shoulders are what... I don't even know it's a her. According to Joan Rivers, we've got a tranny in the White House. And then she died. Well, her shoulders are wider than his shoulders. You know, I look at Mrs. Finelli and my shoulders are wider. How do you get these? How does this happen? You have to wonder. Okay, what's next?
Well, under the Fukushima section, I have a link. It's getting hot in Phoenix, and I'm not talking about the temperature. We've had radiation counts over 2,000 a minute. And if you look at the Radiation This Week report, the low count for the week was over 2,000. I don't know what's going on, but it's not good.
I'm looking at it right now. Champaign, Illinois, 2637 counts per minute. Phoenix, Arizona, 2186. Raleigh, North Carolina, 1795. Colorado Springs, Colorado, 1526. Little Rock, and as my son pronounced it, Arkansas. Little Rock, Arkansas, 1457. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 1311. Spokane, Washington, 1107. Hartford, Connecticut, 1095. Atlanta, 1011. And the low, Mason City, Iowa, at 1011. Yes. I'll post these on the website. They're also on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.